Online Podcast, April 1st, 2005. Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. I'm still on my portable system, so I don't sound as good as when I'm in my Studio A. But I do want to have this show up today, April 1st, because I wanted to let you guys hear a very fun recording that I made when after work last night. As you know, yesterday was my birthday, March 31st, and I didn't plan to go out for any dinner at all. In fact, I was working late until about 10:30 or a little bit after 10:30. And when I was walking to my car, I got a message from my brother saying that he is going to the Cheesecake Factory and asked me if I wanted to join them. So he and John. So I went there, and actually on my way, my brother said, "Hey, you know what? The crew of the crew of the While You Were Out and Extreme Makeover, which is just too, I guess, popular. I don't know. I don't watch them. Sort of popular TV show, like home renovation type show, is in town. They're working on it. I think a house right around close to my home area, I think, somewhere down on 79th and Blue Ridge or something like that. And so I went in there, it was very noisy, and I was so tempted to record it right away, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that. So finally, it's not really, we don't talk a lot about them, the crew, but it is just the conversation that's happening around our table. Just, you know, John, me, the other John. I have so many friends named John. John and me and my brother were kind of funny. And for the first time, I think we have never really had any, I think my show has never really been a gay theme show. You know, it's just around me. And I'm just, you know, I just happen to be gay, and that's not really, we don't only talk about gay theme, you know, we talk about anything else, everything about my life, and so, or anything that interests me. So not really only gay theme, but I guess the show can be qualified as the very gayest show of all so far. And this is show, I think, number 19 so far, and thanks again for all your support and email and feedback from Yuxian in Australia, and also Chris. And so I'm going to be playing. And also, this episode is not going to be safe for work. So be forewarned, it is not safe for work. If you're listening to this and you're at work and on the speaker, you should put your headphone on or save it until you go home to listen to it. It is not safe for work in many levels, content as well as language. And it's not safe for work in many languages. I mean, I'll explain to you why I say that, you know, something called Lata, and I'll tell you more about Lata in my next few coming shows. And I think it's probably, I'm going to have to do some research myself, and I'm going to probably do a sit-down podcast about that topic. But just so you know. And so it's not going to be safe for work in English, nor it is safe for work in Chinese, which is, I think, Hokkien. So be forewarned. And but since my show has always been not, you know, usually adult content is not a main thing on my show, so I just want to warn you that this time, and I will do that from now on if I realize that the content is probably not going to be suitable for children or not going to be suitable for workspace, I will tell you, just like what I'm doing right now. I just won't spend this much time explaining about it because it's probably the first time or second time. Last time was Fausto's message. Okay, anyway, I'll take a listen to this, and I will probably, hopefully, be doing another podcast on the way to Wichita, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to post that, but this is sort of like a post-birthday, and it's somewhat, actually, it was recorded still on my birthday, but put together on April 1st. So it's a funny show, so kind of appropriate for today's April Fool's Day. So thank you very much and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Or not bye-bye, but whatever. Take a listen to the show.
And you'll be on my show.
Yay.
This is John, like, excited,
he's
sleepy.
Asleep.
Yeah, let me describe.
Yeah, if you hear a sound like
yeah. His forehead and he
knocked on the
on his angel hair button. This is not angel hair, this is spaghetti. Is that spaghetti or angel hair?
Yeah. That's angel hair pasta.
No, it's too skinny. I mean, it's too fat.
Oh, it's called fusilli.
No, I just made that up.
So anyway, make sure that the battery is still, because I left the thing on for the whole day today.
Okay, I want cheesecake.
Yeah, my waitress is kind of lagging.
Well, that's because all these people are like blocking the traffic.
So what's going on is the crew of while you were out, or what is the other show?
Extreme Makeover.
Extreme Makeover is here next to us. We're at the Cheesecake Factory, and so
thought it'd be interesting.
Anyway,
any more tea?
Which I don't watch, both of them. Some of them are really cute.
I do. Oh, she's here.
Need to box anything up for you over here?
Yeah, I'll box.
I will have more tea and order a cheesecake.
Just the menu. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Alright.
Thank you.
How old are you now? How old are you now? Better hurry find a husband before your ovaries shut down. I've actually talked about Amy. Oh, what's her name? Amy. Amy something. Talked about it on Valentine's Day. Talk about her show. So funny. Oh. What did she? There's a new CD. And she said, "Hey, Emily, I went shopping today, and they have." Since you live on a high-rise building on the 11th floor or something, so today I went shopping and I found this thing on sale. This parachute on sale. So I bought a parachute for you. And guess what? It comes with a matching pajamas. Oh my god, I have to get the new thing. That's hilarious. Do you know about her, right?
Yeah. He was playing her in the car, and Suva gave me a book about her saying, yellow book.
I need to get her second CD. My first CD was lost, like, you know, it's gone entirely. Good thing I have ripped it.
Don't look at me.
Next time, you know what I do? I'll, if somebody needs, it, I'll just make a copy of, the CD.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, our top sellers are white chocolate raspberry truffle, Godiva chocolate, and fresh strawberry. My personal favorite is going to be Dolce Delice, the light and fluffy caramel cheesecake topped off with some peanut butter. Yeah. Is there any coffee or a cappuccino way to go?
No.
Local
one? Local? the tuna covers. Yeah. Oh. 6-cup original cheesecake, sweetened with Splenda. Is it good? Yeah. It's just an ordinary cheesecake.
Oh my god, I have been 2 minutes before freaking out on me. Alright.
It's a sweet tattoo. I think I'm tattoo sweet. Huh? Huh?
Sweet.
I think it's okay. 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 Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. 3152
divided by 10
each. I got this.
You got one. It's a lucky
plan.
Public place, but how was that long? I can see.
Oh, I don't know what to make. Oh, I just don't know what to make.
You're still deciding?
Well, I made one decision.
Which one? I'll help you.
First, I thought chocolate chip cookie dough, but I don't know.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Chocolate chip?
Ew, no.
What is your second choice?
Then it was this. The Godiva chocolate cheesecake.
This white chocolate one sounds really good.
Oh yeah, that white chocolate mousse. I think I'll try that.
It's not very dense, it's kind of a little
bit. Yeah, like, I want that.
All that cheesecake is not very
nice. I don't know. I had the key lime pie one, I just felt I was going to explode. But I guess that's what key cheesecake does, because it's so filling.
Very heavy. Just sits on you like a 200-pound guy.
Oh, really? You do tell.
It's okay, wow. 300-pound guy sitting on you.
Wow.
Yeah.
On your face?
Got your gown. Yeah?
Sitting on your face? He's talking about this 300-pound man sitting on him.
Ah, oh, you're dirty.
I am.
Dirty
I'm
John.
Getting ready for Bangkok.
Huh? You are.
How was Bangkok when you went?
It was nice.
It was a happy ending.
Yeah, tell us about the happy ending.
We went to like a women masseuse, so we never get happy endings.
Why?
I don't want any happy endings. Excuse me.
Yeah, that'd be kind of...
But it was kind of... When I was in Malaysia this last time... I was a little paranoid because I went into this massage place where it was like a known hotel. So,
yes.
Oh yes. Oh, we haven't even ordered.
Same thing.
I was like, I decided what I wanted. I'll have the 6-carb original.
I'll have that too.
And now the white chocolate mousse.
White chocolate mousse, chocolate cheesecake. You got it.
Thank you. So where was I?
Oh,
so I was at this hotel, which is like a known hotel, big hotel, so I wasn't too scared. It's very nice, and it's like a Bali massage. And then she came in, and I really needed one, because I kind of was sick for a day and I slept for the entire day, so my whole body's kind of achy and, you know, knots everywhere.
Ooh,
so my friend said, I went home for my friend's wedding, and both of them said they kind of want to go to a spa, and they said, you know, why don't you join me? So he went in to get his own massage, and she went down there to get her own massage, and I was in my own room. And so, and then she came in and she said, do you want, like, if you don't want the aromatherapy scrub, body scrub, we can, you know, change that to a
like another 45 minutes of double session of the massage. I said, oh, that sounds good. And so I did that, and then all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, was that a code, you know? Was that a code that's like a happy ending or something? It's like, oh my god. And then I fell asleep.
So you didn't even know what kind of thing?
No, I was like face down. And then when I woke up, no, it wasn't that. Good lord, oh my gosh. I mean, it was a guy, it was different. No. It was a girl.
Oh, it was a girl?
Yeah. At first it was kind of flirty too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said, he said, oh, you came with your friends? I said, yeah. I said, you know, it's his wedding tomorrow, or a few days from that day. And I'm the best man. And he said, oh, are you going to, like,
steal all the limelight? Yeah.
I said,
you got translated. So good. I'm interpreter.
So I said, I said no, and you know he's tall too. I said, but you're very good looking. You know, so it's like so flirty. Whoa. I said, oh my god.
See, so got it.
She was probably hinting, and I just didn't get picked up. I don't know. I'm glad it didn't happen.
Yeah, don't want to lead her astray.
Oh. Wait.
What? Oh, Bangkok.
Malaysia. Singapore. Kuala Lumpur.
You said you wanted to go to Asia, right? Someday.
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 Now be careful with what you say. I'll put everything on the show. No, don't have to be careful. I don't care what you say. I'll just put it on. If it is something that is not usually what we call in the podcast world, we call it work. Not safe for work. SFW. NSFW. Not safe for work. We'll pre-warn people and then say, okay, from now on there'll be material that's not appropriate. So put on your headphone, or if you have kids around.
No.
Buble, buble.
What?
MC Buble.
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. His concert's gonna be fabulous. Like, and I was seeing it's pretty good.
Is it pretty good?
I think so. Oh, that was fast. Are you on the candle?
No, I don't want any candle.
How old are you now? Thank you.
Yeah?
Thank you. What is that?
Like
a
scoop of ice cream for your birthday.
I don't think I can eat it, but thank you. Thank you.
You want me to do a solo? I can do a solo for everyone.
What is that?
A solo? Like sing by myself?
Oh, happy ending?
No. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
We don't do solo.
Balloons and
we don't do solo. What is that, Rebecca? I want to say, do you want me to do a solo?
And then she said, well, she went from, do you want a scoop of ice cream to, do you want me to do a solo?
Yeah, it's like, hello? We're singers here.
Oh!
Can you sing better than us?
Hey, Brian, you forget your bag. Brian, get my granulator!
You know what? Because they're always on the road.
Yeah.
So they lack of space.
So they have to like cast people that's really small.
So they don't need much room. Low truck type. Yeah.
Does it taste great?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Those were the, I don't even know the names, but they were the people from.
Oh my god, Manchurian?
Oh my god, Qingcao.
Manchurian?
I just called it 这两条叫清朝那一套毛条.
I went back to Chinatown off what that whole thing. I have a listener from Australia.
Really?
She actually called my comment line, like a US number.
Wow.
She called and left a message.
Maybe she used Skype.
Oh, sorry. I am with John.
I don't want to use your last name.
Someone.
Huh?
Online, I usually don't use people's last names.
Oh, no. His last name is not Sim.
Yeah. I'm not going to do anything, so your name will be out there. It really doesn't matter, but... Then you're popular.
That's right.
Yeah. And he's very sleepy, too. And he's like, just... sleepy so, and full.
Hence, his fragrance name is Awaken.
Yeah.
That was the name they gave him in Montreal.
If he has a fragrance, you know, that would be the name of his fragrance. Awaken.
So when you're sleepy, you just dab on a few dabs and you'll be awake. You're really spicy or something.
Yeah.
What's Will's fragrance name?
What is that? You have to explain why you...
Thank you.
Why do you have a fragrance name?
Oh, we just thought it was kind of funny. Based on your personality, you know, what kind of fragrance name. And he always falls asleep so well. We said his fragrance name should be bitchy. Awakened. It's kind of nice, though, don't
I
you think?
It.
But
nice.
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yours?
Mine is like...
Naughty.
Ooh.
No. It has to be kind of... like, you know, eternity
sensation.
Or something. Yeah. It has to be... I forgot what Will's is. Oh, Ren.
What? This is good. This is actually better than the full sugar.
Yeah, it's lighter.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's not as sweet as... I'm having you probably heard me order that. A 6 gram.
Six carb gram
original
no,
cheesecake.
Gram, just 6 cup.
Oh. 6 cup. Lokap. Lokap. Cheese and I can't go on. Cheesy. Why you
gonna go?
Tico! Oh my god, I'm so good. I'm having one show a day now. Used to be a once a week show. Because of this portable thing, I can do more shows.
I know, but the sound quality is so poor.
No, it's not. It's a stereo microphone and it picks up like really... So, when you listen to it with the stereo headphones, it would sound as if you're actually sitting here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But the ambient sound is so loud.
But it was because in the car, because I was in my car and that's why it's loud. In Japan this morning, I was driving and there was this... Oh my Jesus Christ!
Manchurian just pour all his water on the floor.
That's why I love that. Oh my god, I have to talk about Lata. Sometime when I have more time. What was I saying? Oh yeah, there was this van next to me.
Wake up!
It was really loud. Awaken.
Oh, I'm like so stuck.
Awaken.
Don't like throw up in front of us.
Oh, don't do that. It's we're the Cheesecake Factory. I don't think we said that yet.
Mm. And there's two hot men out there.
Where?
They're hot.
Where?
What?
Don't you see them?
No.
Their muscles are just bulging out.
They're walking.
You see dead people.
I see muscular people. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You guys are gullible or something. What's in that cheesecake?
No.
Splenda. Splenda makes you gullible. But this is really good. And it seems like the crust is actually nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I
think. You like nuts, huh?
I love nuts.
Me too.
I
That's what I heard about you two own boys.
Oh my god, I'm so full. I don't know if I can finish this.
Okay, does this Bruce is not like nut?
He loves
nut. I'm gonna have my projectile boy.
He kinda doesn't like nut. He doesn't
That's
like
That's not
nut.
What I hear.
He might like my nuts. Oh, whoop de doo. This have to be a
teabagging.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, this my show has never been a gay show, but it will be now. This show will be.
Whatever. This is the NC-17.
There's no format, so
NC-17. What's that inside deep throat?
No, there's Matt Weinstein out there, so there's not gonna be any show that's gonna be worse than that.
Oh my god, my phone is ringing. Sorry, excuse me. Hello? Hey, where are you?
Must be Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Huh? Oh, that's not Eric, it's Suba.
Hey, Suba.
Oh, John Simpson, my brother.
You're on my show.
He's just
speakerphone?
Huh? And I have no speakerphone. No. We just this finished really our good. Rehearsal.
So much lighter.
And then we came
that.
Here and I called my brother and he just finished working. So he's at the plaza. I said, hey, come here and eat because it's his birthday today. Yeah. He didn't want his visit.
What was that?
The chair is like wobbling.
Yeah, it's so funny to watch.
Okay. So, what are you doing cheesecake right now?
On the wobbly bench.
Yeah, we have a wobbly bench. And it's like, whenever he leans forward, I'm leaning forward too.
Oh, Suba said happy birthday.
Thank you.
I got now very busy, and the moment that we finished, I just ran back, you know, real quickly.
I like this.
Oh, you
looks
did?
Like ramekin.
Whatever. You saw me?
Ugh, I can't take
any more. Okay, I'm full.
Uh-huh. I know, I went back there.
What?
The waiter is cute. Kinda young.
Did you see me talk?
A little too young.
Yeah.
Give him about 3 more years.
So, anyway. Oh, why? Oh, so natural birth?
Oh, okay.
I was so stupid, I left it on today.
Is it like in your bag?
It's not that true problem.
No, it was on my computer. It was connected to my computer.
And extremely
I have
over
to
whatever.
Pull the cable out before it goes.
Sitting right next to
if it's connected to the cable,
table.
It won't go to sleep. So, then I left it connected
the whole day
today.
That you always see a TLC.
Okay.
And they're like right next to it. So noisy, oh my god, makes so much noise.
Just yeah.
You're doing a show?
What? When you were out?
Yeah.
While you were out. Is that what the show is?
Yeah, while you were out.
Oh my god, I'm exploding as we speak.
Kaboom.
Huh?
Loosen your belt.
Do you have internet at home?
What?
Do you have internet at home?
No, I don't. I don't have a DVD player. Or VHS.
But do you really want to watch a movie or is that not part of your...
That's great.
No. No, because I would just watch it all the time. I mean, I love to have cable, but I'd be watching it all the time. I used to have it, though, when I lived with Steve. It was fun. I mean, I miss... Actually, I was house-sitting with my friend Linda the other week, last week, and she had just basic cable, but I just loved watching, like, TBS and everything. I just couldn't stop watching
I'll call you back later. Bye.
You know, we've been... watching the fat actress.
Yeah.
So oh my god,
not
that's hilarious.
Fat actress. I always say that, but it's not, there's no that.
Remember the koi effect? Did you see the koi effect?
Koi?
Koi effect. She said.
The fish?
Yeah. But you know koi fish? When koi fish, you let the koi fish be in a small tank, they will grow up to a certain size, and if you put it in a bigger pond, then it will become bigger, you know?
So apparently they came up with this new theory that this koi fish effect apparently will affect you if you think small and you live in a small house, then you become smaller.
Yeah.
So she's like trying desperately to get thin or small. So she tried, she asked this guy to come and teach her how to do the koi effect thing. So funny. So ridiculous.
And she speaks so funny. She speaks like she's on, you know, she's inhale helium.
Because first of all, you have to speak like you're really small. So she's like,
I just fixed it.
How funny, with a little munchkin.
What?
Oh. That is so funny.
I think I fixed it.
Really? Oh, you did. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm
did
so
you,
full.
Did you box your thing? You did? Your cake? You?
No, I ate mine.
Oh my god. I'm just like...
That's why I didn't want to have to
stick it in. The visual images.
Where do you guys park?
Down there on the street. Kind of by Restoration Hardware.
Are you still sleepy or wicked?
You don't break.
So what is your name? What is your
Screech?
Huh? It was, because he always says that.
Screech?
I think
I want to buy Screech. It sounds so scary. It's like it will cut your skin or something.
Scare someone.
Oh, Will is contradiction.
Contradiction.
Oh, that's kind of good. Isn't that... Contradiction is a fragrance.
No.
Addiction.
No.
What is that?
Constipation.
No! That's a good one.
When you just want to let it all hang out.
Let it all flow. I got my heavy flow day.
Hey, man. That is Flo's fragrance. Flo.
Yeah, Flo's kind of nice. John.
Yeah, he's so loud. Oh, my gosh.
He's drunk. He's drunk on iced tea.
That's funny.
What
was
that?
Why are you so loud?
Screech?
Me?
Screech are nice.
Good,
I want to
good
change
the mic.
I want to change
do you,
my
Do you pick your own or do people give you?
People kind of give you because based on your characteristics.
What about me?
Yours is...
Multitask.
Crazy.
I kind of like crazy.
It has to sound a little bit kind of
risque or something kind of catty, sort of.
Not really, like, you know, like eternity or...
Contradiction, I thought contradiction is a fragrance.
No!
Yes!
No, it's
Oh. Something like that, isn't it? Calvin Klein's?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Thank you.
It's the one in the like a bottle. It's the one that I don't have. That's why I don't remember. What is it?
Contemporary? No.
No. Well, you have to ask those guys. They probably would know.
Name all the Calvin Klein fragrance.
What was that one?
Obsession.
Yeah, Obsession.
No, there's Obsession and there's one thing that's like contradiction or something.
No.
Yes.
Obsession is negative, so you can.
Oh. But I want to know what it is, even if it's not contradiction. It is like.
Crave?
Contraception?
I have Crave.
Okay.
Contraception.
Contraception.
It's like really stinky, so nobody would come close to you. Oh my god, that's a good one.
contraception and looks really ugly and smells. It's like the old smell.
It's better than
but,
some of the old.
But all my kind of thing.
Odoriferous.
That's what Mash Weinstein, one of the podcasts. Just a, oh my cunt
thing. Oh my god. His fragrance like cunt juice.
Yes! That's what
you
yeah.
Oh my
god. That's what she, when she says consciousness, she would say consciousness. John just ran his head into this pillar
ouch.
Thing.
Ow.
Oh my gosh, you have to, I have to play it for you then. You'll probably enjoy it a whole lot.
Yeah.
Madge Weinstein. Or when you go to his house, or you know, when you have internet, yeah. Just go to yeastradio.com. She's like a lesbian for fight against, she organizes yoga against yeast infection.
Oh god. What?
Oh, it's really ridiculous, but it's really funny.
Oh my god.
Oh. What?
Take it away. I can't eat anymore.
Why did you finish everything?
What cunt face?
Remember that?
What, no, what cunt face? No, no.
What
is it you cunt face?
What is
your
cunt face?
That is from what movie?
Sound of Music.
Yeah.
What is it you cunt face?
Should I stop?
Yes.
Stop. Good night.
Bye,
ciao. Say bye.
Night. Ciao.
How much money?
Well, I'm trying to think.
You already given
and it's not working 20. Without your awakening.
What was that, Michael?
You've already given me 20. How much money?